celebrating the Auburn National Championship as one of their biggest, most influential boosters, Big Jim Jack. And the interview with him is brought to us by TexasLending.com. Hello, Big Jim Jack.
Oh, Muses, how are you?
Good morning.
Good. Congratulations on an Alabama school winning a national title.
Well, it is a fine day because the South has risen again. I'm enjoying a fine morning out here on the veranda with my bloodhounds at my feet, overlooking the hanging moss on the tall oaks lining the drive up to my antebellum home. And my fine school of Auburn has won the national championship.
Yeah, that's awesome, huh? First time in 50 years.
Boy, one thing sure is certain. Cam Newton is blacker than night.
What? I'm sorry?
What?
Talking about Phil Knight, the influential booster for Oregon.
Oh, yeah, your opposite number last night. Yeah.
This national championship was called the Battle of the Boosters. Me against Phil Knight, and we saw who won.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, I'm so happy. I was discussing this recently at the Secession Ball in the Carolinas. We were going to win, and you know, it's an interesting thing. My daughter, Savannah, was very happy that we won this. She was so excited, and I'm happy that she's now in a better state of mind because she was very worried to me, worried about something recently. She came up to me and said, "Daddy, is cotton still king?" And I said, "No, Peach, Auburn is now king." Out on my flagpole, I raised up that Auburn flag this morning, so happy. War Eagle.
Yeah, War Eagle, yeah.
On the other pole, I raised the stars and bars.
Jeez.
Well, I collect Civil War memorabilia, you understand.
All right.
And the other flag I raised up, well, I actually been flying it for a while. It's a George Wallace for President flag. Had that up for decades. I helped him win the governorship of Alabama a few times.
Did you?
Okay.
But that's in the past. That's a long time ago now. We landowners here in the South are very proud that we defeated those long-haired hippies from the Northwest who don't have any more sense than to wear helmets and look like something from a science fiction movie.
Weird uniforms.
They look like modern-day Buck Rogers out there.
That's kind of a dated reference.
There are certain changes to the Auburn program that I don't quite agree with, but all I know is that we won.
Well, what kind of changes don't you like?
Well, I just wish we had kept things a little bit more all-American back in the day, but...
What does he mean by that?
I don't know.
Well, the cows out of the barn now, so we can't really get them back in, but let's just say we have a little more colorful team than I would prefer.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with that?
I just like to keep things nice and calm and law-abiding and non-demonstrative.
Well, I mean, things are changing.
But I'll trade all that for rushing yards any day of the week.
I'm sure you will. Yeah, you don't mind the end result, do you?
Hey, I heard you mention something a little bit earlier, and I don't know if I can talk about it here, but I'd just like to say I'm a big fan of the band Uncle Cracker.
Uh-huh. Are you
really? Huge fan.
Yeah, well, they were in our liner just a
real big down here on the Big Jim Jack Plantation. Estate.
Estate.
Right.
Estate. Well, Muses, I must get going. I got a fresh batch of mint juleps that I'm mixing up right about now.
Okay. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations.
All right. I'll fall on for you, Bubba.
Okay.